The acting United States Secretary of Labor, Keith Sonderling, has been in Texas this week meeting with businesses and workers and actually raking in some money, too. The Labor Secretary joins us right now. Mr. Secretary, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be in Texas. And, you know, as a Floridian, Texas and Florida are always competing for jobs, for investments. And, you know, my tour of Texas so far is certainly opening my eyes to why Texas is beating everybody.
It really is an eclectic state. But so tell me, so most recently, I know Wednesday, you were at Stanley Black & Decker, along with Congresswoman De La Cruz. And it made quite a windfall.
Yeah, you know, it was great to be at Stanley Black & Decker and to see American-made products and seeing them manufactured. You know, when you see these DeWalt products in that famous yellow and, you know, some of the other, you know, very well-known equipment they're making there, these are products that should be made in America and people want them made by Americans. So we're really excited to join leadership there. And today they announced a $1 billion investment in skilled trades and bringing R&D here to America. And, you know, in their plant, we saw so many local workers who were able to get these high-skilled, high-paying jobs locally. And in that plant specifically, they also are announcing, and that plant is in Mission, Texas, they're announcing that they're having a new production line. They're going to be building these mobile toolkits. These big plastic bins with wheels that you can put all your tools in, and they're investing in a new production line there, and that's going to create about 100 to 200 new jobs just in Mission, Texas. But this announcement is really just showing that everything we're seeing that the president has promised and all the incentives that this administration have done are starting to pay off, and that's exactly what the president promised. He promised manufacturing jobs like this. He promised high paid, high skilled private sector jobs would be coming back, and I was able to see that here throughout my time in Texas.
You know, the whole idea is to have in-demand jobs, and that's been the real challenge. We hear from corporate America all the time now. It's like we'd hire, but we can't find the people with the right skills. I was paying attention to your confirmation hearings a few weeks ago, and one of the terms that kept coming up is something I hadn't heard in years, and that is apprenticeships. And that really seems to be gathering a lot of momentum.
You know, when you hear the word apprenticeships, it just doesn't, it's not something that comes tops of the mind for workforce development. It doesn't seem like, you know, a modern issue. It sounds like you're a blacksmith in the Revolutionary War here. But
exactly.
What is really exciting, what the president has been committed to, you know, within his first 100 days, he signed an executive order on these high-skilled, high-paying trade jobs. And in that executive order, he really put on the Department of Labor to bring back registered apprenticeships as a workforce development model. And he said that he wants the Department of Labor to get to 1 million new active registered apprenticeships. And that's exactly what we're doing. And the benefits of being an apprentice is that you don't need debt. You don't need to go to college. You can get one of these jobs right out of high school or just switching career and go work for the employer in real life on the same equipment, on the same tools, and have the employer be your teacher. And it's called earn while you learn. So you're getting paid by your employer to basically go to school, get that training, and the results are really, you know, speak for themselves.
Point about it not being blacksmiths and that sort of thing was well taken. I mean, these are for information technology and the energy business and healthcare.
Every job can be, you know, there can be a registered apprenticeship for every position. And what we're really trying to do is expand the aperture in registered apprenticeships. So right now, the vast majority of registered apprenticeships have been in the building trades. But, you know, we're talking to CEOs and companies around the country and saying, you are desperate for workers. You are desperate for skilled workers. The education system hasn't produced those skilled workers. Instead, you're getting workers graduating from a four-year degree and essentially be unemployable, only have 20 to 30% of the skills. So why not hire directly and train them to exact types of job they're going to be doing And, you'll have workers who are loyal to you, who have been trained by you, and, the results speak for themselves. And this is where we really need to have a mindset shift with parents. Instead of just, forcing kids to go to four-year degrees, moving them away into the apprenticeship program, because apprentices who complete their programs, the average starting salary around the country, we're seeing, especially in some of these in-demand high-skilled jobs, is $86,000, which is $20,000 more than recent college graduates with zero debt.
But some of these are being run alongside junior colleges, two-year colleges too.
And we believe community colleges, are a big key to this, because it doesn't have to be exclusive saying, I'm going to be an apprentice, I'm never going to get a degree. You can have both. So we're really relying on community colleges to work locally with employers to develop this curriculum. And that's really where the Department of Education, Department of Labor, and the Department of Commerce are coming together. We know there's historic investments coming in. I was in San Antonio where I was with Senator Cruz and Secretary Lutnick talking about how Toyota is investing $3.6 billion into San Antonio to bring the Tacoma production from Mexico to Texas, where it rightfully should be built alongside the Tundras as well. So the investments are there, but now it's on the Department of Labor and the Department of Education to come together and say, American companies, foreign companies, are hiring in the United States, and they're not going to be able to get the return on their investment unless they have American workers to take these jobs. So that's where we're really coming and saying, industry, help us develop that curriculum for our state workforce agencies, for our community colleges, for our high schools, so they have the skills they need to be able to hit these high-paying jobs without having to go to a traditional school. And community colleges are a big part of that, because they can develop that certified curriculum that employers can use. Because employers know how to run their businesses, they know how to operate, but they can really use help from local colleges to be able to help them create that coursework portion of the apprenticeship.
Some of this would seem to explain some of this weird economy that we've been seeing. We've been calling it a no hire, no fire economy, but the layoffs are at historic lows. The Challenger layoff survey came out the other day, and it was like a multi-year low. But by the same token, Friday, the job numbers came out, and they were expected to be light, and they were even lighter than expected. Is the problem matching up, well, the in-demand jobs?
Yeah, it's that, and it's making these alternative pathways to get into the workforce. And we really hadn't seen that before. And I think there was a lot of people who were sitting on the sidelines who just became discouraged, and they were solely rejected from jobs because they didn't have the skill, versus saying that you don't need the skills. We're going to train you while you are joining our company too. So we're seeing a lot of, the unemployment rate went down last month. We're seeing more and more people coming off the sidelines, getting back into the workforce, getting these jobs that are really in demand through that employer-led training that the Department of Labor and the president is championing.
Well, it's really interesting to hear this combination of onshoring manufacturing jobs back here, but also creating the jobs to do the manufacturing. The acting United States Secretary of Labor is Keith Sonderling, and our guest today in Texas. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much. I really, it's a great to be in Texas to see that these policies, are working, seeing that the companies are investing in their business lines, creating more manufacturing, buying newer, safer equipment, because some of the tax credits they can get from the working families tax cuts, and that eventually just gets back to the American worker, which President Trump is going to make sure that they have the best and first opportunities in this economy.
Good point. Thanks again. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.